Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Jabel Morenz, and I'm on the grid, SiriusXM channel 159. Let's do this thing. Countdown NBA free agency is on. The trades have begun. The tanking has begun. A lot of stuff to unpack. Paul Bovey's going to step up and then join us. And Paul is an interesting character. And you never know what he's going to have for us, especially in the offseason. Like, Paul likes to bet on NFL football. He likes to bet on NBA basketball. I didn't know what he was going to have for us tonight, but Cam, he's got some WNBA action for us tonight.
Nice.
Paul Bovey.
Fantastic.
I noticed he lowered his unit size a little bit. Paul actually sent me because I'm going to wait till he comes on. I'm going to tell him, like, when I ask him, what do you want to talk about? It doesn't mean you have to show me how you're playing, you know what I mean? Like, your personal business, but that's what he does. Yes. I'm like, so what do you want to talk about? What game you want to talk about? He'll be like, hold on. And he sends me a screenshot of the play or whatever. It'd be like, $4,800 over 92 yards. Right? It'll be like,
I don't like $4,000
on a prop or something, right?
That's my business.
So I'm going to, I'll full disclosure, I'll say, tonight he sent me a play. I'll say, I saw $600 WNBA. Yeah, nice. He bet $600 on the WNBA game. I think he bet $6 to win $5. So he's going a nickel on the WNBA.
That's low end.
Which is, it's a little bit higher than I want to go on the WNBA.
you're telling me. No, thank you. No, $600 on the WNBA game? No.
But I'm dropping dimes on CFL games, but no, we'll get into WNBA, and I'm going to tail whatever Bovey has to say about the WNBA tonight.
I will say this, though, if you've looked at the last couple of nights, all these home teams, Gabe, they've been just smoking, like winning by like 20, 30, 26, like happened against Chicago Sky. We're playing this afternoon. They got it done against the Connecticut Sun, small favorite, and they cover and the game goes over the number. So I've been noticing the last little while, a lot of the home teams in the WNBA have really been crushing it.
Well, speaking of crushing it, Alek Manoah has really been crushing it on the hill here tonight for the Toronto Blue Jays. And Alek Manoah, guys, 10-1 with a 2.24 earned run average and 16 career starts at home.
Yeah.
Absolutely dominant. Listen, he's dominant everywhere, basically. But the Blue Jays are 13-3 in the 16 games that he has pitched. And I should note, though, there's always, I think the one that's a little bit skewed is, I think one of these games was in Buffalo, actually. So it's not all Toronto. I think because one or two of his starts were in Buffalo last year. Lowest ERA through the first 14 starts of a season in Blue Jays history. 1997, Roger Clemens, 2.03. 2022, Alek Manoah, 2.05. 1984, Cam, who was it? 1984.
Dave Steeb?
Yeah. Yeah, Dave Steeb. He's kind of a, he was like their own. He was their best pitcher. Dave Steeb.
Yeah, they were good. Jimmy Key? Jimmy Key, Jim Clancy. They had some.
No, Steve was the guy, though. Steve was the guy.
Yeah, Steve was their horse. Definitely. He was the horse.
Yeah, Steve, 2.08, 84, 83, 2.10, 85, 2.16. Dave Steeb had it going on. So, yeah, Alek Manoah, that was a big win for the Blue Jays last night.
Sure was.
When you're up and you blow a lead and then the other team is up and then you come back and win, that's a big statement win. That's a gut check win. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. It has been 20,457 days. I'm just kidding. What's going on, everybody? We're throwing it down. I am with the raging redhead Cam Stewart.
Is that
I figured I'd open the show with the countdown. Yeah, daily.
Why don't you just, you know what? I got an idea for your show. Why don't you just get a clock? Exactly. Like the next day till New Year's, you just put all the Leaf statistics. Yeah, just a big running Leafs futility clock.
Right, I tried there, right? To get a sportsbook sign behind me. It was too loud and it didn't work. So yeah. You're right. What, the Leafs? Hey, listen. It's the Bills countdown clock, too. Yeah. It's even longer. It's been like 30,000 days since the Bills have won a championship.
At least you guys went
long
to...
time.
They went to Super Bowls, though. Where the Leafs can't even get out of their own way, Gabe. But anyway, that's
that doesn't
a conversation
count.
For another day.
Yeah, no, I was just kidding about the countdown. The real countdown is the NBA. So we got a lot of craziness going on in the NBA. We're at least about to. And I'm not going to say total craziness. But I think we're going to see you're going to see more movement coming up here right now. And a New York Knicks fan on the outside looking in once again. So I see Knicks fan have turned their attention to Donovan Mitchell now because the DeJounte Murray. Remember yesterday Coach Young was with us? Oh, DeJounte Murray to the Knicks. I said, bro, he's going to the Hawks. He's going to the Knicks? He went to the Hawks. So the San Antonio Spurs, if anybody's wondering, like, why are the Spurs doing this? They're trying to tank for real. Everybody's available on the Spurs. They're trying to tank, and they're not going to be the only ones trying to tank. Victor Wembanyama coming into the NBA next year. Best prospect to come into the NBA since LeBron James. And it's getting real right now. I'm telling you, I think Gilgeous Alexander is going to be one of the next guys to go. And I'm not saying that Gilgeous Alexander gets dealt tomorrow, but if you're Oklahoma City, you can really pull this off. Right, you got Chet Holmgren, who's like 7'1", whatever. You got the Oscar Dang kid, who's 7 feet. Now next year, you get Wembanyama, who's 7'4". How are you going to deal with that? Like, you know what I mean? Like, if your other team's in the NBA, they're going to have 3 7-foot kids that all can shoot and stuff. You know, to me, Oklahoma City, I would tank. If I was the Lakers, I'd just dump AD and LeBron. I'd tank too and start over. You're not winning another championship with them. No, you're not. Paul Bovey next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's do this thing and have some fun talking NBA. We got Paul Bovey. Paul Bovey, a New York Knicks season ticket holder in the house. Paul Bovey, parts unknown. He's not in front of the Warhol or the gold-plated paintings tonight. I don't know where you're at tonight, Bovey. I don't know. What's up, Bovey? Where
are
you at tonight?
I don't know. Yeah, where are you?
I got to keep you guys guessing. I'm not going to tell you what's behind the curtain either, okay? At some point, I might reveal it. But not tonight.
Man, I don't know. I'm pretty good at I can guess hotel rooms and locations pretty well. But no, you've got me on this one. But I have to get my FBI profile skills up.
You know
there's
what?
Like no reflection cam. Like I'm having a tough time.
Nah, it's not Vegas. I just seen that curtain board. That looks like a Mexican curtain to me. I think it's Mexico.
It looks like a Mexican curtain. I like your stuff.
It's not Vegas. I'm in every hotel room like you in Vegas.
A lot of datelines and stuff, right, Paul? So, like, right away, we'd be like, all right, how are we going to find this son of a bitch? Right away, I'd be like, all right, get on every curtain maker in here in hotels. And where's this curtain from? Hey, we always get a laugh out of that, though. Remember the Robert De Niro movie with the Charles Grodin? It's the best scene ever, Kev. So, but he's like, he wants to prove that he has the guy. He's like, hey, listen, I've got the guy. He goes, I need proof that you've got him, man, right? You've got to prove. He goes, so he shows him a picture holding up today's newspaper, Cam, in a hotel bathroom. And above is like a towel with the name of the motel on the towel. and they're like, God, this guy's stupid.
That's so good.
It's too good. He was in a picture.
You do remember I brought that up when I was in Tijuana. I brought that up because you were trying to guess my location. And I said, hey, you know what? And I brought up that De Niro movie, which is a classic. And we all miss Charles Grodin. He was great.
I love that.
Remember, my favorite scene is at the end. After all that, he's got the money and he's got to keep walking because no one will take a $1,000 bill.
And he changed his thousand, yeah.
He's got... Like Cam, he goes through hell at the end of the movie. He just wants to get a taxi. He's like, taxi.
Yeah.
His buddy's like, what are you, an idiot? I don't have $1,000 bill. No, it takes his money. So he's got to walk. He's got to, he shows this walking. Yeah, it's Rob De Niro. He's got a belt full of money. No one will take his money. All right. Well, people will take our money. So what do you think about this, Paul? DeJounte Murray to the Atlanta Hawks. It's actually a pretty nice combo, man, right now with Trae Young on offense. DeJounte Murray is a good defensive player. It's a nice combo the Hawks just put together here. What's your take on this?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I'm all focused in on the Knicks. I'm hoping that they utilize this money wisely because they did send Burks and Noel over to the Pistons.
Utilize
today.
The money wisely. That's like saying me and Cam are going to utilize our money wisely in Vegas. Come on. Knicks, utilize their money wisely.
At some point, things.
When was the last time wise and the Knicks have ever been used in the same sentence?
You know, things will always come full circle. So it's just taking a long time for this circle to play out. But I think eventually we'll get there. So I'm hoping in my lifetime that we do see another championship and my seats will be have some worth going forward. But, you know, we need to make a few moves and hopefully
you're like Cam, the Leaf fan. What is it, 67 and was it 72?
You know what? The Knicks and the Leafs have everything in common. They treat their fans like junk. They think they're number one. Like, you know what I mean, Gabe? It's honestly, it's
no, the Knicks treat their fans pretty good, actually.
They do they?
You. The Knicks treat their fans better than Leafs do.
Well, okay. What do you base that on, Gabe? What do you base that on?
That they upgraded us the time I went with you. They upgraded us. They gave us the courtside. The Leafs ain't upgrading you nothing.
That was my relationship with the person that upgraded us. It's not a general statement.
Okay, yeah.
I know how to brown nose very well, and I did a good job there. And we got to the front row.
Nice.
Actually, you know, you got the picture. We should get the picture up. I'll send it in. It's too good. You sent it to me. I'm glad I saved it, actually. I'm glad you sent it to me. God, I lose too many phones, man. We had some good pictures from that night.
I lost my phone the other day, too, Moretti. It's almost like what you do, I do after you. Like, oh, yeah, I left it in a car. I got it back. Like, I'm an idiot. I'm taking it. I just leave my phone. Like, I'm just like, what am I doing? Like, you just pay attention, stupid. I've lost like 8 phones in 2 years. Like, I'm just a dope. I hate phones.
Yeah, I was thinking about getting something. I need a phone. Like, I'm not down with the wallet chains, Cam. I need a phone chain.
I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. Like, I don't care.
Like a phone, like attached to something. You know what it is? Yeah. Full disclosure. You know what I caught on to this, Cam? It's the freaking summertime. Because I was so mad at myself. I'm like, what happened? Why did this happen? Then I realized, no jacket. Doesn't happen in the winter time. You got jacket.
Jacket, double pocket.
Oh, loading coming out of places, pants. And it's just, it's not the same, man.
You're right.
You know, I lost my phone.
With a little kangaroo pouch.
I lost my phone 4 months ago on the beach in Mexico. And I will tell you that I now have separation anxiety. If I don't see my phone for 2 seconds, I could actually know it's in my pocket. But if I don't see it and feel it for 2 seconds, I freak out because that the loss of that phone actually changed my life. It did because I had so much on there.
Crypto, I don't want to talk about it.
I absolutely freaked out. So anyway. I never got the phone back. I'm convinced it went in the water, but I will never lose a phone again. Guaranteed.
I've been in confirmation hell. Like you try to re-sign up for things on a new phone. It's like, that's you got to confirm this. It's like, I got to confirm it. Where? How do you want me to confirm this, man? I'm not. It's all I have. Modern technology blows. All right, Matt, we're going to send you a couple of more pictures. I got a pic. We'll save the Yuppie picture for Dave a little bit later on. Great shot of UP, Cam.
Love UP.
UP lounging, having a drink in Montreal on a balcony. But mini UP. Yeah. He's naked, too. I like what the girl that posted the picture said. She goes, you ever seen? She goes, you ever seen UP naked before? She's got a picture of UP on her balcony.
That's so good.
Don't worry. It's not a graphic. He's just an orange dude.
He's a mascot. Exactly.
Yeah. All right, so yeah, we're gonna get the picture up. I got a good. Yeah, Paul was busting my balls. He sent me. He said I look like Larry David. This one, remember, we won our bets. Yeah, that's a good bet. Yeah, you'll see the picture, Kim. I said that guy Pete Davidson. I never forget. He was sitting over. I didn't notice Pete Davidson, but I noticed like a miserable looking supermodel, Kim. I was like, oh my god. I looked over and there was this chick, like she was so like whatever, like, but she just looked like. You know, the heroin chic. She just like looked all like angry and didn't want to be there. And she was like Pete Davidson's girlfriend. That guy scores large, that guy. The guy from Saturday Night Live. Yeah, he was sitting courtside. Yeah. Syndergaard was there too. Yeah, it was a good time. I enjoyed myself that night. So yeah, we'll get that picture up from the courtside shot. And we got a couple of good shots we'll get up later, especially when Dave Sharapen steps up and in. So Paul, I was teasing everybody. We're coming up against it right now, but you got some WNBA action for us tonight. I didn't know what you had in store tonight. WNBA,
Yeah, we got to go low, man. We got to go under the radar here. I mean, there's no NBA, there's no football. So we look for the weak spots. That's how to bet. And we look towards
There's football
ACC.
Tomorrow, Paul. CFL football. ESPN well, too. Come on.
That's
already
true.
Bet it.
Yep. That's true. Okay.
Who'd you
take? I'm looking even more under the radar. By the way, I do like CFL football. I have been to games in Vancouver. So I do. I'm just looking towards the WNBA right now, and I don't know if I'll squeeze it in 30 seconds, but I do like the
Aces. No, we'll get it on the other side.
Okay. Yeah. I like the Aces in Seattle under, and I'll give you all the reasons why. We're going to cash this bet.
That's my my WNBA team, the Aces, Becky Hammon.
Yeah. I like the Chicago Sky, Gabe. That's my team.
That's your team? You're a Sky
today.
Fan?
That's over. It's over. They play.
Love those.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenz. We'll get into some baseball in a couple of moments. Taking a look at the WNBA card tonight. Cam, unfortunately, your Chicago Sky not in action this evening.
They have already
the covering machine. Did they cover again?
91-83.
Yes, yep, they beat the Connecticut Sun. Cover and over, buddy. That's what the Sky do. They're a good team. Really good.
All right, the Phoenix Mercury. If I had a Mercury, I'd tell you what I'd do. I got Mercury. -6.5. It's a hard team to trust to lay 6.5 points, I tell you. Total is 166.5 points. Paul, any opinion? I know you got action on the Aces and Storm, but why did you pass on the Fever and Mercury game?
I just didn't like the game. I just see a matchup advantage in the Aces game. It's just this is a matchup play, meaning I think it's a strength against strength, weakness against weakness situation, where both teams tend to feast on turnovers and neither team tends to turn the ball over. And you've got Seattle that defends the three-point line very well, and Las Vegas thrives from beyond the arc. And then you got Sue Bird. Sue Bird, at this point, I think she's going to be 42 years old. She's only averaging 8.6 per game. This is the lowest in her career. And if Chelsea Gray is out, that will be a big loss for Las Vegas because she, in the last six games, 6-7-7, 8-8 assists. So I just think these teams will grind it out. I played it in the first half. I got 82.5. I went low. You get garbage points in the league. Like last night, I'm watching this Washington-Atlanta game. No business going over in the second half, and there was just so much garbage at the end, and it just skied the number pretty handily. So I would just rather take this in the first half. And by the way, the Aces have only covered one out of the last 10 games, and they go into flat spots. You know, you mentioned the Sky before. They scored a bunch of points the other night. I believe it was in the 90s, but they only scored 54 in the last three, and they did the same thing against the Sparks. So they have, you know, these, they're very streaky, but they tend to grind to a halt at points in the game, and I think this will work against them going under in the first half.
Man, I love how you rattle off those assist prop stats there, man. She's got this and that, and like, so let me ask you, Kelsey Plum over. We got a couple of assist numbers up here. Kelsey Plum over under at 5.5 assists. Jackie Young over under 4.5 assists. Sue Bird 6.5 assists, and Jewel Lloyd 3.5 assists. Paul,
Jewel Lloyd's good.
Did we lose Paul? All right, we'll refresh. We'll get Paul. Yeah. Oh, he's back. Back. There he is.
There he is. Yeah, see, wow, that's time warp there. Hey, Paul.
Oh, no. Wait.
No.
No.
Wow, that's wild, man. It was like a movie. He came back, and then he's like, look at that look, too. Holy geez. That guy, that's intensity.
I almost want to roll the tape back. He started rattling off. She's had this many assists and that many assists. And,
I agree. It was beautiful. I know.
So I'm saying here, yeah, that's some D-Jet action, Cam. WNBA assist props. You down?
I like, well, yeah, why not? You do it in the NBA, just add a W, buddy. If you got the numbers and you feel it, bet it. Why not?
Kelsey Plum, over under 5.5. I'm going to dig into this a little bit. Do we have Paul back?
I think so.
No. All right, see if we can get Paul back here. Reconnect with Paul.
Yeah.
See, do you have the picture up? Get the picture. We got Paul back here. Let me know when you get that picture up, too. I'm like Casey Kasem. Where's that picture I asked for? Here we go. All right, Cam.
Look at the jacket and the boots. Great seats. Excellent seats.
Yeah, look, there's Randall right in front of me. There's a couple. There's the camera. Randall.
Yeah. Dude, you look big, honestly, in that picture from that. It's like an overview. You look like you're 7 feet tall. You almost look like a player that's watching a game. Look at the other people and the way he looks. Like, I would say, like, from knowing you, a profiler, you look like you're almost 7 feet tall, Brent. Like, you look tall.
Look at my feet, Cam. Wow. Remember I told you, the ref once told me, he gave me a look like, he was like, yo, move your Coke close and stuff over, your popcorn. Look, I got, like, look at my feet. I got a bag of popcorn now.
That's right. That'd be the best. Hey, Paul, an M&M rolls out of his pocket, a player, like, wipes out. Like, yeah, great, Brent. Pocket candy.
That was a good best. That was a good time. That was another game we were at that we won. We covered the spread and everything. The Knicks, big comeback for the Knicks. I remember at the time, Paul, people were saying it was the best night at the Garden in years. Beat the Bulls in a regular season. Remember that night?
Yeah, I think they were down by 20 points.
And yeah.
Incredible. It was a perfect storm that we had.
It was Bobby Portis. Remember the Garden was Bobby Portis. Yeah. Bobby Portis led the Knicks comeback. It was great, Cam, because we're right behind the basket. And we had money on every shot. Yeah. One of those good, fun night. All right. So, we're just talking about the assist prop. But what were you saying, Paul? Because you rattled off all these players. So I'm not going to put you on the spot for the assist prop. But between Plum, Young, Bird, and Lloyd, which ones were the ones that you said are the assist queens here?
Look, I just honed in on Chelsea just because I just think she's instrumental to the scoring. But do I look at WNBA props? No, because honestly, I really can't get off on them, to tell you the truth. So I just don't bother with them. The limits on these things are ridiculous.
It's the first time I've ever seen them, so that's why I'm just taking a look. It's piqued my interest. So,
I'm just lucky to get off on the game, and you know these are all circled and they move, so I don't even bother with that.
Kelsey Plum, man, if you tell me what university she went to, Cam,
can you give me a clue?
Oh, give me a clue. Yeah, small you school, sort of like them. Like, no, it's not.
I sort of like them. Washington State?
She's a Washington Husky.
Let's go! I'm so close. Washington was my second guess.
She's a Washington Husky.
Good job, man. Good job.
Not bad.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you. You got the right area code.
You're off
pretty close. Yeah, pretty not bad.
A few weeks ago, okay? You're off the hook.
Thank you.
I'll give you some brownie points for that one. It's close.
We're
going
to get to some baseball later. It was on this day. There was the only day in Major League Baseball history, Paul, was today, 32 years ago. Two no-hitters thrown on the same day.
Really? Two no-hitters.
Wow. Two no-hitters. Only time in Major League Baseball history there were two no-hitters thrown on the same day. It happened on today, 32 years ago, and I was at one of them.
That's amazing. So that was 1980.
No, 90.
Right, 1990, and that would be Dave Steep.
You got it. When you got the first name there, I was like, oh.
Dave.
Cam, you want to take a shot, Cam?
Dave Stewart.
No, two guys. Dave Stewart.
Dave Stewart. Oh,
it was
God.
Dante Paul. Okay. I got.
He did
I got it today,
buddy.
Yes, he did.
At the
A's versus Jays. Yes, yes.
You know
and
what? You know what's
he
really
shut
a shame?
Up, and then after on the nightcap, Fernando Valenzuela threw a no-hitter at Chavez Ravine.
Yes.
I was there at Dodger Stadium
That's
against
crazy.
The Cardinals.
That's crazy.
What a day.
You know what's crazy about Dave Stewart? The thing I remember most about Dave Stewart is
his soft voice. Know,
well, not only that, he got in trouble
upstairs.
Hey, guys.
He got
in trouble
with some transvestite, I think, after his playing days. And you know, certain things.
That's where you're going with this? He got in the wrong car, all right? He got in the wrong car, whatever. Like, I thought you were going to say I think you remember he's a player agent.
It happened to me that night, Morenci, when Gardner took us out for that Titan Super Bowl. Remember? Hey, do you like to party? I love to party. I'm like, uh-oh, Adam's apple. Time to go. Tripped over the curb. I was so wasted, Paul. You like to party? I love to party.
Oh, this is gold, baby. This is gold.
I didn't see that coming. I'm sorry I brought up the
Paul brought it up. You're from a Dave Stewart high voice transvestites. You never know where it's going.
I said high voice, no hitter, player agent. He's a player agent too. He's a player agent.
I like Dave Stewart. Yes, he is.
Yeah. This day in baseball. Any Hugh Grant stories on the way out, Paul?
No.
Did you rent him a place in Hollywood or anything?
Look.
What was her
know,
name?
You know, remember
Brown.
The guy,
was that her name?
Remember
Divine?
The guy that got,
Divine
that got busted the night before the Super Bowl in Atlanta? I think in Miami.
Yeah. Was, Eugene Robinson, NFL Man of the Year. Former Seahawks.
Yeah.
What made it worse is he won the Man of the Year hours earlier.
I know that's it. And the Man of the Year is Eugene Robinson. Thank you.
Like, at least if you have a bad rep to begin with, it's like, wow, we're not surprised. But it's like, hey,
exactly.
I want for the Man of the Year award. Does anyone know where the hookers hang out?
It was hilarious.
It's crazy. It's nuts, man. Nuts. So, all right.
I didn't know. There's a lot of other salacious sports stories. I didn't know this is the theme of this.
Nothing on the sides, Paul?
What?
No sides tonight?
Yeah, what about Vegas?
You like any sides or no? Just the total?
No, I just played the total. I don't – you see, I'm not like you guys. I don't need to zero in on 15 different things. Just give me one winner and I'm good, baby. I'll just nail it, you know. I'll just hammer it.
Me and Gabe are like the convenience store. We like a big bag. That's just the way we roll.
So, Paul, I'm on 6 hours a day, 6 days a week, right? We better find something to bet on.
That's true. Point. I'll give you – you are a tireless worker, my man. I hold you in high esteem. That's all I can
say. We say the same about you, Paul. Thank you very much, Paul Bovey.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, man. Take care.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Renzi. Thanks to Paul Bovey for joining us, even though he insults us. Us on the way out. I'm not like you guys. Yeah. So settle down, Bovey. Yes. We love Paul. Not like you guys. Not like you guys. You put $600 on the WNBA total.
Yeah,
it's called
that's
us.
The thing. The only difference is Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're so betting one or two games. We bet $100
each. $100.
Yeah, exactly.
You spent six on a WNBA. I like how he like looked down on my assist question. Oh, I don't do WNBA props. Like, yeah, you're the one with the WNBA pick.
That's the thing. Actually, if you rewind the tape, he said she's got 8 assists, 7 assists, 9 assists. He's going through all the assists.
That's so why I said, oh, you just saw. And then as soon as I asked him, he wouldn't answer me. I'm like, who'd you say about the assist? Oh, never mind.
That was,
I'm like,
dude, that was a legitimate question. I know. He always shuts us down sometimes. This guy, yeah, he's. I love Bovey.
It's better. Just pick better win, Bovey. Put a nickel on it.
Yeah, there we go.
I think Vegas win the game, Cam. Taking Vegas to win this game, too. They're a good road team.
They are. They are a good road team. Seattle's also, they're not as dominant as once they won before. They've been playing a little bit better, but yeah.
No, they're pretty good, though, now.
The other game, yeah, they're playing well. The other game, I have no idea. Like, I'd like to take the Indiana Fever, but no thanks. Like, that game's just passable pass.
They're terrible, the Fever. 2-8 on the road. 2-8 on the road. Phoenix Mercury. Seems like the Mercury started to turn around a little bit. They were getting drilled all the time early. They're 6-4 in their last 10. They're on a 2-game win streak right now. Mm-hmm. All right. So I heard you say, Cam, about tomorrow's football game. You already got your bet in on the CFL game. Who'd you take?
I did exactly what you did, Morenci. I've done basically about 7 teasers. Like, I've already done like the Super 4 banger with 13 points with every single game. I've done the 3-game 10 banger. I've done a teaser in the game with the hand. Like, I basically have Ottawa everywhere, teased 7, 13, 10, whatever with it. And then I bring Hamilton down to a pick. I like Saskatchewan to rebound against Montreal. In the final game, I really don't want any part of, but I took the Argos plus 18 in the super teaser, and then I took Winnipeg on the other side. So I basically, 3 mainstays in my teasers. I'm going to take Ottawa, Edmonton, and Saskatchewan this week. I've done a lot of bets in the CFL, like a lot.
Yeah, but as far as the game concerned tomorrow, who do you like?
Oh, I like Ottawa. I like Ottawa.
I see you going on. To me, the point spread has come down too low. It's a 2.5
jump
now.
On
it's ridiculous.
BC now, I know. I got 4.5. Big difference, right? So now
the thing is,
BC money line.
Yeah, if you want to try to middle it. Yep. Like if you're trying to middle it, which I'm not going to do. But I know I'm taking the BC Lions in this game. I think they're going to win again. I think they're going to win again. Wow. They're in a horrible spot. Everybody thinks that, oh, this is this is why. They've got injuries, too. But I think they can deal with the injuries. They don't have their running back, Butler, but I think they'll be fine. And Burnham is out, one of their wide receivers. But I think they'll be fine there as well. I think Nathan Rourke is that good. Like I said, I think it's one of these deals. There's 2 ways you can look at it. We'll get into more of the game tomorrow. But I was thinking about it earlier in the weekend that BC were in a very bad spot. And that Ottawa... You know, Ottawa played the Winnipeg Blue Bombers twice and all that type of stuff, and it's a good spot for Ottawa. But ultimately, I think BC are going to keep this rolling. I really do. I don't want to get in front of a team.
I'd get Ottawa still with the new number at 9.5. I don't think BC kills them on the road.
No, I'll say they win by like 6 or something. 4-6.
Total? Over or under?
Over. 28-24 Lions.
I think it's going to be
something like that.
I have a very similar score, but I have Ottawa. I have Ottawa like 30-26, 30-27. Like I think
this will be the first game that BC don't smoke the other team, but I still think they'll win. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think they're that good right now. I don't know. Like, look, they've outscored their opponents, bro. Like 104-18. So they're winning their games by an average score of 52-9 now. There is something about them at home, and I don't know what it is. Like, because it's not like they draw 1 million people or anything. Like, they got 34,000 once. There wasn't 34,000 the last game. The Whitecaps, same thing. The Whitecaps, they draw okay, Cam, but the stadium's like half full. They're really loud, the people that are there, but you know they're getting 20,000. Whatever, you know what I mean? They're not like it's not some mega draw. Yet they're both really, really good at home. I think it's the same thing. It's sort of like it's the road trip, Cam. It's that Pacific Northwest thing, bro. It's the Seattle Mariners, Portland.
Yes.
It's not a usual stop for teams. It's like a longer. It's just different. I don't know, but there's something about it. Like the Whitecaps don't lose at home, and the Whitecaps aren't even very good. But it's baffling. Like, even good teams come into the stadium. They can't win here. Like, it's amazing.
When I was covering the Stanley Cup and we were doing all that stuff, that flight, like, I just thought about it. So, you're a team on the East Coast. That Boston to BC flight, when the winds aren't there, it was a 6.5-hour flight. Like, it's long. It's all, like, you know what I mean? You could fly from Toronto to England in 7 hours, right?
If it's not that bad, but yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, Boston.
If you get the wrong headwinds and stuff, like, it's a long flight. That's the thing. And you're trapped. The Portland Trailblazers used to have a significant advantage there at the Rose Garden, right? People would hate, like, it's just, you said it, it's tough. Those West Coast spots. Why do you think Washington State in football, they're a home dog machine, right? Who the hell, Pullman, Washington? You go in there.
Well, because it's isolated, yeah.
Yes.
Any place that's sort of isolated, and then, yeah, there, it becomes just sort of a different entity somehow. We'll get back into this game tomorrow. But, yeah, I've bought into BC winning this game on the road. Although, listen, I don't have a problem with your teasers there with the Ottawa Red Blacks. But I look forward to this. The game's on ESPN2 tomorrow as well. All right, so Major League Baseball. I'm coming off a couple of tennis losses here, which I'm not happy about. And you know what really sucked, though? I see San Diego's winning 4-0. I was on San Diego last night. They were winning 6-0. They lose the freaking game 7-6. Baltimore's up 3. Baltimore's losing 9-3 right now to Seattle there in the eighth inning. All right, so action coming up here. The Atlanta Braves, the Philadelphia Phillies, Boston Red Sox, Toronto Blue Jays. This is the one that catches my eye, Cam, even though the Blue Jays came back and won again last night. Manoa has been pure money. If you're just joining us right now, we went over Manoa's stats. Since he's come into the league, he's been the best starting pitcher in Major League Baseball. All right, he's 18-4 now. All right, he's got like 33 starts. He's 18-4. He has the best, like he has the best record, the best everything pretty much since he's come into the league. People don't fully know about him, but they're starting to find out. At home in his career, he's 10-1. With a 2.24 earned run average and 16 career starts at home. And the Blue Jays are 13-3 in the 16 games that he has pitched in. Like, you know, I could go on and on. This kid has just put up like crazy, stupid numbers. And one thing, Cam, I was very impressed with last night with the Blue Jays comeback win was how they did it. If you'll notice recently, bro, there's a lot of singles, man. There's a lot
also,
of singles. They're sacrifice flies. Like, they're running the bases suddenly. Like, Guerrero,
you see what
Bolton is up there to win? He goes, I was just trying to find a hole. And he slapped it through the set. Last year, dude, even earlier this year, he'd be swinging. Oh, I'm going to hit a three-run home run. Bichette comes up. Bing, center field. Just a nice little single. Center field. Bing, gets on base. Starts running the bases. Causes havoc. They're getting smarter a little bit, Cam. They're learning. We're seeing the growth. Like, I like it. It was a mature win last night, and I think they can sweep them tonight.
Excellent point. Here's another thing. Let's give Charlie Montoyo a little bit of credit because everyone rains on him. He put Alejandro Kirk in the game. My boy, the bowling ball. He starts it off with a single. Exactly what you said. Bichette goes the other way. Vlad Guerrero
singles,
finding a
hole.
They do everything. Have you noticed, too? That's the thing. Slap hitting. Just all these teams are playing these defenses against them. They found hole, find a hole. That's perfect. And you said it. If they continue to do this, these guys are going to be unstoppable because the pitching, they still are. Ross Stripling pitched great too. This is the thing. This is a very, very good baseball team, Gabe. I'm with you. I'm taking the Blue Jays on both runs tonight. I'm not taking anything away from Canadian Nick Pivetta from your province, British Columbia. Very solid. But the Blue Jays are just smoking right now. They played well against Boston. Give me the money line, and I'm going to take them on the -1.5 as well. I'm double dipping.
How about this? Blue Jays starters are 4-0 with a 1.06 and a 0.92 whip through eight starts. It actually should be through nine now because I think last night was eight. And another thing is, too, we're talking about the singles and stuff, is I like the enthusiasm, Cam, right? Like they, you know, the home run jacket and all that stuff, whatever. I don't really have a problem with it, but you know, we were talking about kids just trying to only hit home runs and a lot of big league players like this. But what I like, Cam, is like even Teoscar Hernandez, he got a single and he was like, you know, he was waving to the dugout and he's fist pumping to them and stuff. Bichette, same thing, gets a single and he's like, come on. Like they're all fired up for singles now and stuff. I think that they're understanding, hey guys, if we get just a couple of hits, we don't need to hit a home run and we'll score runs. Right? Like I think they're starting to figure this out. You've got to be able to play small ball. You can't just rely on the home run because the home run, it's like the 3-point shot, Cam. You won't always have it.
why the Yankees, I think, are over. Like, right now, the Yankees are beat. How did they beat Oakland again today? Same thing. Three-run bomb, two-run bomb. Other than that, you get better pitching in the playoffs where you're not facing a bunch of
stiffs.
Yeah,
it's colder weather in October, and the ball doesn't travel.
You said it, brother. So all those things, you got to look at those numbers and go, how are you going to beat these teams without the long ball? That's the thing. If you could play small ball, advantage you. I think the Jays.
I do like that. Oh, the Jays are climbing. Bro, it's 172 right now. As I was talking, it was just 66. Yeah. God.
I'm in it way earlier today. Know what I've learned? You got to get these, like, the minute you're doing your show overnight, like, if I'm up, I'm betting the Jays when I know up because it only goes one way up.
You'd bet the Jays if I was the starting pitcher.
Yes, I would.
You know what? I think Marenzi could give me an inning or two. I believe
I would. I think Marenzi could get me a few outs, and don't worry about it. Other than that, our bats are going to come alive. I'll take Marenzi to start in the over, please. You'll give up a few, and then our bats will come alive. Now, here's the thing, though. I get it. But, Gabe,
they wouldn't be able to hit me, Cam. They wouldn't be able to hit me. You know why? My pitches would be so slow. Yeah. They wouldn't be able to get, like, the bat contact speed that they need. No, exactly. I'm telling you. I swear to God. I don't know if you saw the other day. A guy did it. They brought in a position player, and it worked. He did it. Like, he basically just lobbed the ball in. All right? Yep. It's sort of like what you see with, like, the home run derby. It matters, Cam. Like, it's got to be at a perfect speed. If it's too slow, it won't work. Like, you know what I mean? I don't care if you're a big leaguer. You can't get enough juice, like, if the ball just sort of, like, you know, comes in. So there was a position player the other day, and he was throwing these rainbows, Cam. And
I love that.
Dude, they were popping them up, and they were getting mad. Like, they were, like, crushing it. Except one dude came up and just murdered it. Like, the third guy that watched it, like, I forget who it was. The guy was on the hunt tech circle. He watched the pitch, and he sat on it, and he smoked it. But, like, I've seen it before because I've pitched to big leaguers and stuff. I used to, when I was on the field all the time, it was a cool thing. Like, I used to swing the bat in the cage and all that. And they used to tell me, you got to throw it harder. Like, so I was, like, throw as hard as I could for, like, their batting practice, you know what I mean, to get the you know, the exit velocity. That's what I'm looking for. I wouldn't want to pitch, Cam. I'd be scared to get a line drive off my face.
I'm surprised, Morton. Honestly, that's what baffles me about baseball every night, how some of these guys just avoid, like, getting one right in the cranium. How many?
I'm
times
surprised more
so
fans don't get taken out above the dugout.
That's
stuff.
Another thing, too.
Yep, with these foul balls, man. Yep. You better keep your head up. All right, so we'll get into our best bets after, although, I don't know, I use the term loosely with bet. We actually crushed baseball last night. My confidence is all rattled because of the stupid Wimbledon.
Yeah, too many dogs are winning.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome in Game Live. I'm Cam Stewart along with Gabe Morenzi. Get ready for the 7 o'clock baseball card right now. Got some decisions to be made, Gabe. So what are we going to do with these early games? What do you got for me?
I'm just taking the Toronto Blue Jays. I'm taking the Toronto Blue Jays this evening, Cam. That's my only early pick.
Really? Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's it. What the hell's going on here? Okay, anyway, I'm going to play the role of you tonight. I'm going to take the Atlanta Braves against the Phillies tonight early. I'm going to take the Miami Marlins like I always do. I like Alcantara on the hill, and I'm taking the Blue Jays on the run line and on the money line and a small play on the Cleveland Guardians against the Twins. There, that makes up lots of picks.
I'm going to get in some action after. It's not my only pick of the night here tonight. Last night was the big trap of the night with the Los Angeles Dodgers. I had my reservations and my concerns about this, especially it was just too automatic. Everybody assumed they were going to bounce back. Winning is contagious, Cam. So the Avalanche win the Cup. They won the NLL. You got parades there. Everybody's partying. We saw the same thing that would happen in Pittsburgh. I remember the Pittsburgh Penguins won in like overtime or something. And then the Pirates beat the Dodgers the same night. The Dodgers are like getting killed by the NHL playoffs, bro. Like, everywhere they go, there's like some sort of carryover buzz in the city. But tonight's the night. that the Dodgers respond and win by -1.5. Last night was trap night. Tonight's the night with Urias on the hill here. So a little bit later, we'll lay the 1.5 with the Los Angeles Dodgers. Gotta tell you, seeing the Marlins as road favorites. Wow.
Good pitcher. Tonight's the night.
Maybe
with the
you take him
too.
In the first five, then, if you take the Marlins.
I'm not doing this first five crap because Oakland came back the other night and 2-1, the +1.5 one. Everyone's like, oh, it happened early. No, it doesn't work that way. I mean, I'm in for the long haul. I'm taking the Marlins tonight. Good call by you guys. I 3-0 lead, and St. Louis came back with 5 unanswered, but I think the Fish get them tonight. I got to stick with it.
All right, more picks on the other side.